This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Last month, we heard a story about Truman Hamadi, a local 10-year-old and kid reporter. He reports for Scholastic News, a news outlet for kids, and he recently met and interviewed one of the most famous journalists alive. KUT's Claire McInerney followed up with him, and KUT's Claire McInerney followed up with him to hear how it went.
During my first conversation with Truman, he told me about learning to request interviews. He sent one to Hillary Clinton, didn't hear back, but he told me about one that was accepted.
And another one is about Dan Rather. I get to interview him. And
wait, really?
Yeah, Dan Rather.
Wait, when and where? Why?
Well, he accepted the interview request. I don't know when I'm going to interview him, but I'm pretty excited.
The interview happened at the end of last year, after Truman and I co-reported a story together. So I invited him back to KUT to tell me all about his interview with Dan Rather.
When I got to the interview, I was, like, really nervous, and I was like, if I mess this up, people are going to be, like, really angry at me. So I wrote down some questions, but I didn't want to look at them, really, because I wanted to be more professional looking to him, and I kind of messed up on some of the questions because I didn't look at the notes I had.
Rather recently wrote a book about patriotism, so the two talked about that. But Truman told me he was most impressed with Rather's attitude.
I just respect that he's so humble, and he doesn't use all those stories that he did, all those people that he met. He doesn't use it to brag. He uses it to strengthen his experience and not say, I'm the best reporter out there.
During his interview with Dan Rather, Truman had a new reporting experience, distraction.
On his balcony, this big bird just came onto the balcony. I noticed it, but like I kept on looking, and he was turned the other way, so he didn't even see it. I just needed to keep my focus on the report, and it was like that bird just came there to try and test me and see if I was strong enough to be a reporter.
Did he give you any good advice?
I think that it was just like a really inspirational experience for me, and that meeting someone who like a lot of people knew when they were a kid, and I just thought I'm in front of this really important person, and I just learned a lot from it, and I wish I could relive the moment again.